My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He is also a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He joins me now to talk about an effort he is undertaking, along with the Democratic chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, to further protect the privacy rights of Americans, particularly when it comes to electronic communications. The Electronic Communications Privacy Act was passed in the mid-1980s. Obviously, a lot has changed in terms of the technology we use in that time, and Senator Lee and Senator Leahy are trying to make sure that there are new amendments to that law that would require a warrant before the government would have permission to go into your emails, social media messages. And Senator Lee, always good to have you with us. Explain for our listeners what exactly you're pursuing here and why you believe it's necessary.
Okay, so we did this in order to bring current federal law dealing with the privacy of electronic communications into harmony with the realities of the 21st century. When the current law was written almost 30 years ago, very few people had email, and those who did very rarely kept email messages very long. And so the law, for one reason or another, was written at the time. I mean, I was in junior high at the time it happened, so I didn't become aware of it until later. But the law at the time was written so that emails would basically lose their Fourth Amendment protections once they got to be older than 180 days. Once they got to be about 6 months old, the government could gain access to their contents without a court warrant. And this legislation, in essence, moves to get rid of that 180-day distinction and would require a warrant if the government wants to gain access to the content of emails older than 180 days.
Talk about the constitutional tension as well as the political tension that exists right now. We're right in the wake of a terrorist attack, so we're kind of back to a debate that certainly erupted in great detail after 9/11, and that's the balance of security with privacy. Talk about where you believe the Constitution comes down on that and how you see lawmakers approaching that issue right now.
Well, first of all, I think most lawmakers approach this with an understanding that people expect their emails to remain private. And they understand that there are circumstances when government law enforcement agents might need to gain access to our private communications, but they also understand that, as in other areas, this ought to require a court order. Sure, it makes the government's task a little bit more difficult, but we have procedures in place to expedite that. Or even to allow it to be bypassed altogether through existing case law whenever there is a truly exigent circumstance, whenever life and limb is at great risk and there's no other way to deal with it. But if those conditions can't be met, then government agents just need to go and get a court order. The Constitution was not designed to make things more efficient for the government. It was put in place to protect the rights of individual citizens, and that's what this bill does, and that's why I expect it to pass overwhelmingly, if not unanimously, through the Senate.
Did you have an official position on CISPA?
CISPA has not come to the floor. CISPA has been a moving target, and I've had some privacy-related concerns with it, but it really would depend upon the form in which it ultimately got to us. So it's premature to say what that might look like if and when it ever comes to us.
I don't know how much you paid attention to the House debate. I don't know, were you surprised but that the bulk of support for it came from Republicans?
Well, not entirely. These things are difficult to predict in all circumstances, and these are very difficult areas to navigate because you have unusual cross currents that develop within the two parties. Sometimes you have unlikely allies on the right and on the left.
You're expecting very easy passage of the amendments that you and Senator Leahy are adding to the ECPA. Any idea when that will happen?
I don't. You know, it passed out of the Judiciary Committee on which I sit just last week. We voice voted it, and I didn't hear a single no vote. And so that suggests that we'll have a relatively easy time getting it to the floor for consideration and that unanimous consent might also be possible. So I suspect that sometime in May or June we could see that pass out of the Senate.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee is also a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.